And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. Hope you've been having a great week. Boy, we've been busy. Thousands of members. You know what? Expo has been going on this week. If you missed it, well, you missed it. And what I'm talking about is Lifestyles Unlimited's Wealth and Passive Income Expo. And if you're wondering, geez, I've been hearing you talk about this leading up to this for weeks and months now. What is all the hullabaloo about? Well, maybe the question, real question should be, why go to something like the Expo? Let's talk about that, actually. And I'll tell you, I have actually four main reasons why I go to something like this. And we'll talk about that. But first, maybe a more important question for you to understand is why invest in real estate at all? What is the benefit to you? Well, I mean, ask yourself, shoot, is an extra $1,000 a month in passive income a benefit? Would that help? Or maybe an extra $2,000 a month. Again, passive income coming in no matter what you're doing. $5,000, $10,000. Would that make a difference in your life? If so, what is that number? What do you need to see? What's the number that would really have an impact on you and your family? And that number is for you to determine. But I'll tell you that by investing in residential real estate, and I'm just talking about a few single-family rental houses, you can very quickly, very, very quickly get to a solid cash flow number, a meaningful number. That's that passive income that comes in every month, no matter what you're doing. Not to mention on top of that, significant, let's say, wealth building levers, different levers that you can pull. So give that some thought. What is your number? And we talk a lot about financial freedom, and to get to financial freedom, I need to meet or exceed my monthly household expenses with passive income. I'm not even thinking about that number. What do you need to see to just live a little better, breathe a little easier? Now, do you look at your cash? Let's say you've got some cash sitting in the bank. Do you wish that interest rate were higher? That's passive income, right? More or less. It's treated as earned income when you get taxed at the end of the year, but it's passive. Do you look at that cash and wish that interest rate were higher? Maybe take a look at the dividends on your bonds if you have any. Or your stock investments, if they pay dividends, don't you wish that were higher? If you get dividends at all, if you actually receive those, if it's in a 401k, yeah, you don't get those, do you? It's not real cash flow in that sense. So if you take a look, let's just focus on the bank account first and foremost. What are high interest rate savings accounts paying right now? Do you know? I just checked right ahead of the show just to make sure I'm current. And I have a few of these accounts, but they're all paying under 4.5%. I didn't see any that hit 4.5%. Highest I saw, in fact, was 4.4. Most were closer to 4%. So let's run with that number. High interest bank account, 4%. What if you could have an investment that pays 8% on your cash? Well, that's double. What about 15%, 18, 20, 30? You know, these are returns that I actually saw recently on potential single family rental house investments. Just on the cash flow. It's where I started the show, because you can really easily, very easily, just pick up a couple of single family rental houses and add passive income, cash flow that comes in no matter what you're doing. Once you get an asset fixed up, stabilized, rented, there's not a lot to do. If you're doing it right, there is not a lot to do, and it just comes in no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, whether you're on a cruise, whether you're driving across the great country of ours, you know, seeing the sights, it doesn't matter. The cash flow comes in. And with that, we have what we measure in terms of returns, which is our cash on cash return. This is not a no money invested sort of thing that we're talking about. You're going to have money invested in each and every one of these houses. There's a way to keep it low. We're not all cash buyers. We'll hint at that a little bit. But we will have some cash invested, and that's what's going to drive our returns. And yeah, 8%, 15%, 18%, these are all returns I've seen in the recent past. I've got actually a couple of houses pulled up here. This one is in Dallas, Dallas area cash on cash return 19.1%. Again, think about what you're earning on your just in your high interest bank account or whatever bank account you have. This is 19%. Here's one in the Houston area. I pulled three from each of our main markets here. 18.8%. Call it 19. Here's another one. This is San Antonio area, 16%. Again, this is just the cash on cash. This is driven by our cash flow. So cash flow, again, is where I have houses fixed up. I've marketed it. It is now leased. And I have a resident in place every month per the contract, per the lease. They pay the gross rent, right? The rent. If it's $1,500, then of that $1,500, I take a certain dollar amount. I pay the mortgage. I escrow for the property taxes and for the insurance annually. And what I have left over, that's my profit. Right now in Texas, we tend to see anywhere from $200 to $600 a month in net cash flow, in passive income. We have members investing in Kansas City, Missouri. They may see a higher number because taxes are lower there. Insurance is lower there. We have members investing in Eastern Tennessee and around Nashville. Same is true there. Lower taxes, lower insurance in the Carolinas, in Georgia, in Arizona. So there are other markets where you can go as well. I'm going to be Texas focused because I sit in Dallas-Fort Worth. And that tends to be where my magnifying glass is focused. But so we get this rent. We're netting $200 to $600 per month. If you annualize that number and divide it by whatever your investment into that property was, not the purchase price, not the renovations, but your actual cash out of pocket, that will tell you your cash on cash return. So if I go back to that Dallas area property, estimated out of pocket, $16,000. So yeah, when I'm done with the process of stabilizing this house, I'm leaving $16,000 sitting in that property. I'll tell you why that doesn't matter here in a minute, as long as you have the cash. And I'm collecting, it looks like about $250 per month in cash flow. Annualize that, divide by that 16, that gets you to that 19% cash on cash return. That knocks it out of the park right there. Huge return. And that's just cash flow. I mentioned as well, we have something working in the background called equity buildup. What about that? On my portfolio, I just looked back historically, it's about 8 to 10%. And that's gonna depend on your mortgage that you get into place on that property, what you're paying every month on that mortgage, on that principal pay down, as well as your cash out of pocket. And equity buildup is essentially, well, it's principal pay down. Again, I collect that gross rent every month as per the lease. I take a portion of that and I pay the mortgage, right? That's PI, principal and interest. I'm paying mortgage interest, which is expensable, by the way, helps us at tax time, and I'm paying a portion of the principal. If I just look at that principal, because every time I pay that balance down, my equity goes up. If I take the annual number, again, divide by my cash out of pocket, I'm going to get some return amount. Yours will be different. Yours may, you know, again, depends on the mortgage, the interest rate you get. The interest rate's going to drive, well, what level of principal payment relative to interest. That will change over time as well, right? Principal goes up over time, interest balance or interest payment goes down. But that's your equity buildup. So here's an example. If I'm paying $200 per month towards my principal, that's $2,400 per year. If my cash out of pocket was $25,000, my cash invested, that's about a 10% return. Now for you out there with the calculator, it's 9.6%. Let's just call it 10. That's a huge return. So now I've got 18% in cash flow, 19%, 20% return just on my cash flow. Now I'm adding on top of that 10% in equity buildup. I'm starting to see where the numbers really add up on real estate investing, but that's only two things so far. Where else do we see returns? Now, I didn't mention this one in my lead in to the show, but we do have market appreciation. Think about that savings account. Again, what is your interest rate? Right now, they're about 4%. Okay, keep that in mind. Now, to come to Texas and buy a house in Texas, did you know that the average, and this is looking back historically, but the average price appreciation, market appreciation of a house in Texas is in a bandwidth of 3 to 5%. So that high interest bank account's right there in the middle, maybe, if you're in one of those. 3 to 5%. And here I'm doing absolutely nothing. It's like parking that money in the bank instead of parked it in that house. And it's just growing without us doing a thing. We just hang on to that asset from year to year. It grows up and up. Now, appreciation in Texas 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago was massive. It probably pulled that average up. But historically, Texas is a pretty steady-eddy state. Kansas, Missouri, right? The markets where we're investing as well outside of Texas, same holds there. In fact, we've had some shows. Al Gordon did a lot of shows where he focused on various markets, and he talked about the market appreciation. So you can hear those numbers. If you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the podcast tab, find some of those shows that Al did, and he got into some of those individual markets in a little bit more detail. So yeah, cash on cash return, 8, 15, 20. I saw one with 30%. Equity buildup, 8 to 10%. Yours might be lower, might be higher. Market appreciation, 3 to 5%, let's say, for Texas. Great. Great, 8%, 10%. Andy, what about that 100% that you mentioned? 100% return, is that real? That cannot be real. That's doubling my money. It is absolutely real. In this market right now, you can very quickly, very easily double your investment in a handful of months. Now, when I started 12 years ago, the market was different. Cash flow was higher. My cash on cash returns were higher. But my equity, the return that I'm going to tell you about after the break, might have been 25%, maybe 30%. Occasionally we might see that 100% return. But today, the way the market is now, we see these a lot. Okay, quick break. I'll tell you what I'm talking about in greater detail when we come back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions, send those over to me. You can send those to my email at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And we're looking at some returns. You know, I want you to understand the benefit of investing in residential real estate. We're talking about houses, single family properties at the moment, but at Lifestyles Unlimited, I've learned how to do both houses and apartments, and I do invest in apartments as well, but I got my start with houses, and that is a great place to start. That's where a lot of people start. You live in your own house. You understand what that box looks like and what some of the moving parts in that box are, though you may not understand everything. You can get there. I had no background in real estate when I started, but boy, this stuff got me to financial freedom, got me real estate retired to where I'm able to do what I want, when I want, homeschool my son, travel all the time, etc. And it goes back to these returns. And I mentioned a handful of returns already. We see 8%, 10%, 20% on our cash flow, cash on cash return. We see, you know, 6%, 7%, 8%. In my portfolio, 8 to 10% in terms of equity buildup. That's the principal pay down every time, every month when the resident pays a mortgage on my behalf, in essence. And there's just what I call dumb market appreciation. You know, real estate doubles in value, tends to double in value every 20 years. That implies a 3.5% return. Although here in Texas, we historically have seen 3 to 5%. So it essentially matches your high interest bank account. But I threw out a number at the start of the show that was 100%, 200%, dare I say 300%. Well, look at this. I mentioned a couple of houses already. I'm looking at one. This is a lead. An investment opportunity that one of the Lifestyles Realty team here in my area, I'm in Dallas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, sent me, I don't know, a week or so ago, and we talked about the cash-on-cash return. Get this. Well, I'm going to come back to this one. Let's start with San Antonio here. 147% return. Big number. Here we go to Houston. 138% return, right? Right in that ballpark. As Dallas area house. 367%. Okay, what does that mean? How is that possible? What I'm describing to you is something called equity capture. And equity capture, in essence, is a capital gain that I force on these houses. And that 367% is my return on that capital gain as measured against my out-of-pocket. So what we're doing, in essence, as members at Lifestyles Unlimited, is we're learning how to go out and find and buy houses that that are distressed. They something's wrong with them, or possibly the seller, or typically both. Seller is in financial distress. House has not been taken care of for years, sometimes decades, sometimes since it was built. There are a lot of people out there that do not take care of their property. And at some point, they need to get rid of that problem that they've built around themselves. So we're able to buy that at a discount. So we're able to get to these equity gains, this equity capture, because we buy right. We find these distressed assets and we buy them at a discount. But they need work. Do understand that. They absolutely need work. That's why we get such a steep discount. And we're able to get the work done at wholesale prices. We have the connections. We know the people that can go in, the general contractors, the various trades, AC guy, HVAC, electrician, roofer, etc., that can get that work done for good prices for us because they have volume. I'm not the only member at Lifestyles Unlimited. We have, I think we're 50,000 plus members strong. That's a lot of volume for these sort of vendors. So we go and we add value back to that distressed property through renovations. And because of that, we get a huge return on our investment in just a few months. Right, the time it takes to complete that scope of work, whatever those renovations are. So to go back to this Dallas house with a 367% return, that number is as big as it is for two reasons. Number one, my cash invested is low. It's only $16,000. Estimated equity capture when I've added value back through the renovations, $58,000. That is on top of the 16. Add those together, and that is my equity position in this house at the end of the day. Call it 60 plus 15. That's $75,000 in equity that I'm sitting on. What was the purchase price, by the way? $118,000. When it's fixed up, it's worth $275,000. So you can see there's a really big spread there. Now, that tells me, I don't have the scope of work here, that tells me there's a lot of work. This thing's going to need cosmetic and all the fundamentals. 1940 build, yeah, it's a little bit older. 1,600 square feet, three bed, two bath, two car garage, bread and butter, what I like to find. I like that size. I like that footprint. So we'll go in and we'll fix it up and we'll get that huge, huge equity gain. Big, big numbers over the course of a couple of months. Scope of work this size might be a little bit longer. Let's say three, four months or so. Let's look at these other couple houses here. 21 out of pocket for the house around Houston, $30,000 in equity capture. So I'm more than doubling my money. That's why it's 138% return. San Antonio, 21 out of pocket, 31 in equity gain, 147% return. Big, big numbers. So what you've essentially heard from me today so far are the various ways that we make money on our single family houses. We have cash flow with those affiliated returns. We have equity buildup, right? 8 to 10% for me. We have the market appreciation, and then we have this big thing that occurs at the very start before all these other things fall into place, and that is our equity capture. By the way, it doesn't stop there. Layer on top of that the tax advantages. All told, we're making money five ways on our houses, and we haven't even talked about apartments. There's another way on top of that. Apartments are a bit of a different animal, much bigger, right? One roof, many residents, etc. So we have a lot of equity. A lot of equity plays and a big cash flow play. That's a big message for you. What are the benefits of real estate? Why are we talking about this all the time? Right there, what I've described to you. And here's the beauty. I love this when I think about those huge equity capture. Again, when I started 12 years ago, 13 years ago, we did not have equity capture like this. The market was different. Mortgage rates were lower. Prices were higher relative to the after repair value. So my equity capture was lower, but my cash flow was higher. All of that has flipped on its head right now. And the good news is, that equity, although it's, let's say, trapped in that property, I've done those renovations, I've created that gain, I do not have that in my pocket. My resident is paying my mortgage every month, equity builds up, I do not have that in my pocket to spend. Market appreciates over time, I do not have that in my pocket to spend. It is locked into that house, but I can convert that equity into more cash flow. How do I do that? Two ways. Either I sell the house and pull it all out. That is a taxable event, although there are ways to defer those taxes. 1031 exchange comes to mind. Or I do a cash out refinance on that property to pull out. We can pull up to 75% of the value. So we're not quite getting to all the equity, but that's a non-tax. It is not a taxable event. It's just a resetting of the debt. I've done that several times on multiple houses over the years. I've sold a few and done cash out refinances, but we're able to tap into that equity and convert that into more cash flow and into assets that are doing more of these things we've described. And it becomes this virtuous circle that ever grows wider and goes up, up, up. And before you know it, that cash flow that you need to retire, it is in your pocket. and it is coming in every month. The things we talked about apply to apartments as well. Apartments are just a much bigger scale. If you have a lot of capital to invest, you might look at apartments rather than single family because you can deploy that much more efficiently and effectively and enjoy things like economies of scale that we just don't have on a single solitary rental house. Now, I've got a big portfolio of houses. Yeah, I have economies of scale to a degree with my vendors, but nothing like what you see on apartments. And thinking about scale, the whole notion today kicked off with the fact that, well, Wealth and Passive Income Expo was going on here in Irving, Texas. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And thinking about scale, boy, I'll tell you, Expo is on the extreme side of things in terms of the size of the event spread across, man, multiple venues, thousands of investors, lots of breakout sessions where you get education, lots of opportunities to network, just the amount of time over multiple days, the amount of time you can spend there, it's huge. But there are a lot of smaller local events that you might consider that you should consider. For example, I go to just a regular, it's a monthly breakfast with it's a group of passive apartment investors. We trade notes. What's going on with your investment? Hey, I'm in that one too, etc. And I go to a monthly barbecue lunch with a bunch of great single family investors. Very small. It might be five or six of us, sometimes eight or 10, you know, not thousands and thousands. So these are the two extremes. And aside from, you know, breakfast tacos and smoking brisket and whatnot, what is the value, right? Why is any networking event of value to you? We talked about the benefits and the value of investing in residential real estate. So let's just briefly talk about the benefits of various networking events. And I tend to classify these in my head in four buckets. And when I go to any networking event, I'm thinking about these four buckets, four areas that I want to work on. There's education. I want to go and I want to learn something new. Now, I'm experienced. I've been doing this for a while. So my needs in this bucket are different than yours might be if you've never done this. But I go, I want to learn something new, or maybe I want to refine something that I think I understand. Maybe I don't fully understand it. It's always good to continue to expand that horizon, continue to learn and to grow. That's number one. Number two, team. I want to continue to build out the list of people that I lean on to help me in this business. We call it passive income, not because I'm out there swinging the hammer every time I get a maintenance call, which I don't get much. You know, if you follow what we talk about, best product, best price, fix everything at the start during that renovation phase, maintenance goes away. But the point is this, I'm not out there doing the work. I like to find a team that does that for me, that keeps this as passive as possible. So education, team, deal sources. Well, I'm not going to be a real estate investor if I can't find property to invest in. Yes, I can do that on my own. It's a lot of work. My wife and I dabbled in that probably about 8 years ago. Too much work. And then finally, investor network. I like to know who the operators are in that area where I'm investing. People that I can turn to if I need help. I view these as separate from team, right? It's a separate resource. So when I go to any networking event, I'm thinking, what do I need to learn? Who do I need to meet in terms of team? Who do I need to meet in terms of investor, right? What kind of event is this, by the way? Some of the stuff I go to is Lifestyles Unlimited sponsored. Some is not, right? So we're going to see different people. And finally, who am I going to meet that's going to bring me those deals? Now, let's talk about education, because for those that are completely new, never bought that one single family property, It's scary. There are a lot of places where you might make mistakes. So you want to get as much education under your belt so that you don't. And some of the more formal events will have a very structured educational component. Expo is like this, right? There were, I think, 3 days, 3 days of breakout sessions. Lots of places to go and become educated in whatever topic, apartments or houses, whatever it is that you're focused on. Others will be, you know, you'll gain that education through osmosis, right? Just being in the room with people that are talking about this stuff. You may not have even had that question on your mind and somebody asked and you're like, oh, that's a good one. Had not considered that. Economy's going sideways. Good question. Economy's going up. Great question, etc. Now, if you're like me and you're in the starting blocks now, you've not run the race for a dozen years, and you're starting with no background in real estate, you need to learn the moving parts. How to find that house? How to get it under contract? What does that contract look like? What does that contract mean? Right? How to buy it? How to buy a rental house? How to figure out the scope of work? Right? Because we're buying distressed property. That's how we get to the equity capture. What does that scope of work look like? If I get three bids from three different general contractors, Are they all apples to apples? How do I manage that process and get that thing renovated? And then once it's renovated, or while it's being renovated, how do I market it and get it leased? Oh, and it's leased now. How do I now manage the property? Well, if you did all your work up front on the renovation side, management should be a breeze. But how do I manage it? And then how do I sell when it's time to sell or do that cash out refinance? And if I sell, how do I do that in a tax advantaged way? Think 1031 exchange. So there are a lot of hows, a lot of process type questions that you will learn. And it's important you learn those to make sure you are following the right process, to make sure you are doing things right so that you're not making mistakes. And for those that are new, the biggest reason to get an education under your belt is because you are afraid. I had a ton of fear. My wife, we were talking about this just the other day ahead of the expo. We were thinking back. We bought our first house 12, 13 years ago. It took us a while to buy it, to find that one. We passed on a lot of awesome opportunities in hindsight. Hindsight is 2020. And I drive past these houses. I say, wow, should have bought that one. Should have bought that one. Why didn't I buy that one? Because I was afraid. But the education that we did go through, peeled back that onion, right? Pulled back the veil is probably a better expression, and really helped us to understand why each of those individual fears, put a name to the fears and then broke them apart. When you start, it's just nebulous. I don't even know what I'm afraid of. I'm just afraid. Education will get you past that. Team will get you past that as well. When you know you have a good team on your side, it's very easy to now pull the trigger on that house right there because I've got that GC and he operates in that area. I know his numbers. He knows what I'm looking for. Bam, I've got the lending lined up because we do use financing. Financing allows us to go much, much farther in our investing. Those returns that I talked about earlier in the show, those are based on using financing, right? We're buying with hard money because these houses need work. Hard money is a type of private loan, a type of construction loan, because Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the lenders that you tend to think of that you probably use to buy your own house, they will not lend on these houses. They're just not insurable, so to speak. So we use hard money, we get it fixed up, and then we refinance into 30-year long-term debt. That gives us the low interest rates that allow us to cash flow, still have that equity buildup, right? Enjoy that market appreciation, etc. But instead of buying one house with my resources, I can buy, let's say, 5 or 10. In fact, one of the classes at the expo was how to buy 10 houses in 10 months. We teach you how to do that, how to keep that cash rolling so that you can go as far as possible. So we love team because they're going to bring their knowledge, they're going to bring their time, and they're going to bring their money, right? That keeps us as passive as possible. So who's on your team? Do you need to build that out? Get out to those networking events to answer these questions. And again, that's the construction. Those are going to be your trades. Those are going to be your lenders, insurance, broker, people that find the leads. And that is a whole separate category for me. When I go out to any networking type event, I'm looking for realtors, I'm looking for wholesalers, and I'm looking for other investors because sometimes they have something they need to unload as well. Again, I want to be as passive as I can be. So I need other people to find those investment opportunities for me. I lean very heavily on the Lifestyles Realty team. They find great investments all the time. I named a couple over the course of the show in Houston, in San Antonio, in the Dallas area. Also elsewhere, right? I get leads from Georgia, from Kansas, from Missouri, etc. Now, do these wholesalers, do these realtors, whether Lifestyles or otherwise, get paid? Of course they do. Sometimes it's by the seller. If it's an on-market investment, typically it's by the seller. Sometimes it's by me. If the numbers work, the numbers work. And what's interesting, after you do this over a period of time, eventually you're going to start to source leads from other places, other investors, friends and family, neighbors. Probably half of what we've bought just came through word of mouth. So get started and this stuff will start to flow naturally. So we go to networking events for the education, for the team, for the lead sources. And hugely important is just to continue to build that network, find those other investors. And this is self-feeding. And I'm not thinking about the barbecue lunches and breakfasts that we go to, but rather it continues to grow. It points back to those first three items of learning more, of finding team and generating more leads. Fellow investors will help you here. Plus, it's great to have a community that supports you and cheers you on. And that is something you will find at Lifestyles Unlimited. Great place to go. I'm glad I made that decision 14 years ago now to join. That set me off on my track to success. So what is coming up? Expo behind us. What is coming up at Lifestyles Unlimited? Well, we have our monthly case studies, both virtually and in person. If you can get out in person, you're going to meet people. You're going to learn things, right? You're going to continue to build that team. We have monthly single family and multifamily road trips. More learning, more education, more networking, ambassador events. The list goes on. If you want to learn more, you can text the keyword radio to 88007. Hey, come join us. I'd love to see you out there. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.